and they call it hoe head cheese.
Okay.
And as you say, some people call it pressed meat.
Uh-huh. But it's all made the same.
Made out of the same stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry? If you bite into a cherry, what's the hard thing in the middle?
The seed.
Okay. And what do you call the same thing in a peach?
The seed. Well, some people say come.
Okay. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
That's I know what it is. A pressed peach.
Okay. And how about the one that comes away from the seed?
Clear seed.
What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
String beans.
And what about beans that do have to be shelled?
Well, we have butter beans. And we have what you call, oh, you're saying beans, or these peas, butter peas. But butter beans.
Okay.
You shell those.
Mm-hmm.
And those that you don't shell, we call those string beans.
Fine.
And there are two or three different types of them. Some of them is green, and some of them is yellow.
What do you call the tops of turnips that you can eat?
Call it green, sorry.
Okay. And do you have a special name for the young tops when you cook them?
Salad.
Okay. What do you call corn that you shuck and cook and eat with your hands? You don't take it off the cob.
Okay.
What do you call a little animal that looks all like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel, and it just runs along the ground, and it's brown, and it has darker stripes on its back? It's just about this big. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, ma'am. But I'm trying to think of the name. Trying to think of the name of this thing. It runs on the ground.
That's right.
It's not a ground hole.
No. But do people around here call them ground squirrels or
ground
squirrels?
Yeah. But there's a ground squirrel and there's a chipmunk.
Yeah, they different?
I bet. Yes, ma'am, they different.
How are they different? Are you familiar enough with them to to be able to tell me the difference between them?
No, I'm not that familiar with them, but I used to have a picture of me. I think I have a dictionary here now with those.
No,
things.
I don't care about that. I'm just interested in, you know, the local.
Well, what we call them.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, the ground, that little chipmunk, I think he goes in the ground, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, is he brown with darker stripes on his back?
I think he has.
Uh-huh.
And then that ground squirrel, he is brownish looking, but he looked like he kind of grayish brown or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, does he have a bushy tail, ground squirrel?
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh. I think okay. What do you call a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Say, live where?
It's I don't know where he lives, but he's black and he's got a white stripe down his back and he smells.
Man, that's a polecat.
That's right. What do you call a little creature that lives near the water, and he's maybe about as big around as my fist, and he hops?
A frog.
And do you have different names for the one that lives on the land and the one that lives in the water?
Those that hop on the ground, they toad frogs. Those that live in the water are bullfrogs.
Fine. And what do you call a smaller one that makes a chirping noise?